Welcome. I'm glad you've joined us today for Living Stories. This one, let me give you a little background in the beginning. Jesus, when he was on earth, chose disciples, men to go with him, and they were with him day and night. Unless the Bible story would tell us that Jesus went off by himself with just a few of the disciples, or took a few aside, or went by himself to pray. Jesus had been traveling with his disciples, and here's where our story begins in the Bible. Jesus and his disciples went into a certain town, and Jesus met there a particular woman, and she invited him to come to her home. Her name is Martha. Martha had a sister named Mary. Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to him teach. Now Martha, she had so much work to do, she couldn't do all the serving. So she went to Jesus, and she said, "Lord, don't you care that I'm left alone? My sister has left me alone to do all the serving? Go tell my sister Mary to come help me." Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you worry about so many things and you're concerned. Your sister has chosen the one thing that's necessary, and that's a good thing, and it will not be taken from her." Well, that's a short story for today. Now, as we usually do, I'm going to ask you to help remember the story with me. It starts out, as you recall, that Jesus was traveling. Now, do you remember whether he was by himself in this story? Was he traveling alone, or was he with someone? Right, he was with disciples, the men that he'd chosen to go with him. And he enters a certain city, and he met there a lady named, her name was, do you recall? Right, her name is Martha. And Martha had a relative mentioned in this story. Now, I want you to think of what the relative's name is, and also, what was this relative doing? What are we told in the story that the relative was doing? Okay, I think you probably remember that, right? It was Mary. Mary's the name, and Mary is Martha's sister. And if you said that Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet listening to him teach, you are exactly right. Now, poor Martha, she has a problem. She has so much, so much serving to do that, what? She was unable to do it. So, she has a solution to her problem. She goes to someone and has a question. Do you remember the question? That question was, she said something, and she starts out by saying, "Lord," right, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me with all the," you remember, "all the serving to do," correct. And then Martha has a solution to the problem. The solution was, she told Jesus to go. You remember, she said, go, that's right, "go tell my sister to come help me with the serving." Now, do you remember how Jesus responded to Martha's suggestion, what he said to her? He said something twice. Said, okay, you remember that? Yes, good listener. Jesus said, "Martha, Martha." He said, "Martha, oh, you're such a relaxed person. You never worried about anything." Is that what Jesus said? No. He said, "Martha, Martha, you worry about," right, "so many things, and you're so concerned." And then Jesus points out something about Mary and a choice. What was that? He said, "Your sister Mary, right, has chosen the one thing that's necessary." And did Jesus say, did he call it, was it a bad thing that Mary? No, good thing. You're right. The good thing. And was Jesus going to take that good thing away from Mary? No, you're right. He said, and it will not be taken from her. All right. You did pretty well remembering the story. Now, as we usually do, I'm going to ask you some questions. And since this is a radio program, I'm not going to necessarily hear your answers out loud, but I can sort of imagine what you might say. So let's together explore this story. And as we usually do, we're just kind of going to observe the story closely and listen to what's going on in the story. As you might remember, someone's behavior is held up as the right behavior, and someone else didn't exactly do wasn't honored. Yes, you remember that Mary's behavior is held up as a good example and Martha's not. But that could be a little confusing because it seems like Martha's doing a right thing. I mean, she's being a hostess and making a meal. Would you say that hospitality is a good thing? Well, sure. I think all of us would probably agree that it's a good thing. What about having company in and making a nice meal? Would that be considered a good thing? Well, it's right. Tastes good and is good. You're right. Well, then, why is Martha getting in all the trouble? If she's doing a good thing and it's acceptable and she's getting in trouble for it, that seems kind of unusual. Now, you may have heard the story talked about before. It might be new to you. Some might say, well, this is a story about priorities, and surely I agree with that. But at the same time, it seems that Martha's just getting criticized for doing a good thing. And so I think because the person who's doing the criticizing is Jesus, we might want to listen very, very carefully as we go through the story and just consider what went on, because Jesus makes wise choices, and what he said about Martha and about Mary, maybe there's something special we could learn. Because if we say that Mary's doing the right thing, she's listening to Jesus teach, and Martha's doing the bad thing because she's making a meal, then the application might be confusing and cause some problems. And what I mean by that is, let me ask you this question. How many of you have ever been to, a church service where somebody's teaching the Word of God, and after the service is over, there's a meal? Has that ever happened where you have, you're listening to the Word of God being taught, and then there's a meal afterwards? Right. Most of us have had that experience. Okay, here's a question. When you're in the church and you're the one listening to the teaching, who's making that meal? I want you to think. I see. If I could see you right now, I think I would see a smile on your face and maybe a little bit of embarrassment, because you know who's making that meal. Probably the wives of the men sitting in the church, or maybe even the pastor's wife. Aha. So what are we saying? If this story is about we should all be sitting at the feet of Jesus and not making meal, then are we telling on Sunday that, or our church services, that most of the men will be the spiritual people and the women, you go out and you go sin and make a meal for us? Is that what this story is about? Should we be shaming women because they're out there making the meal and feeling like less than? I don't think so. So that's why we want to go back and look at this story again. In this story, do you remember who it was that made the invitation for Jesus to come to the home? Do anybody remember that? You're right. You're right. It's Martha. Now, from the story, let me ask you this. From the story, not what we might just imagine, but from the story, is there any way to tell whether or not this is a simple meal or elaborate? Is it a big meal? What is there any? It doesn't say in the story, you're thinking, well, maybe, maybe not. Think about it now. What was Martha's major problem? Her problem was she couldn't handle all the serving by herself. If she was just doing cookies and tea or something simple, she could have done it by herself. She wouldn't have needed help with all the serving. So right in the story, we find out that that her choice of a meal, and remember, whose idea was it to have Jesus come to the home? All right, Martha's idea. And now Martha has decided to do what kind of a meal? Something little? Ah, right, something big. She's doing an elaborate meal. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's nice to have a guest in and to ask Jesus to come and make a big meal. There's no criticism there. But now notice something, and this is where we begin to really understand what this story is about. She goes to Jesus, and you recall that she said to him, Lord. And what does, when you say Lord to someone, what does that mean? Is that kind of a term of what would it be? A term of, what is she saying that she looks up? Right. She's looking up to him, something respectful. So she calls him Lord. Oh, that's a good beginning. She calls Jesus Lord. And then she asked that question of Jesus. I want you to remember what that question was. She said, Lord, you're right. Don't you care? What? She says, Lord, don't you care? She's saying what to who? To Jesus Christ. She's saying, don't you care? And then, oh, wonderful, Martha, you have a solution. The solution to your problem is that Jesus is supposed to go tell Martha to come in and help me. Excuse me, but who is being Lord now? Who's acting as Lord? You're right if you said Martha. So Martha calls Jesus Lord, but then she acts as if she's the Lord. Wow. Is that showing respect or what would you call it? I wouldn't either. I wouldn't call it respect. No, it's more of a disrespect. So now, and was there anybody that saw Martha treat Jesus like that? Are they alone in the house? No. The disciples right in front of his own followers. But now, wait a minute. Now, is there anything in this story that would indicate that Martha knew that Jesus was more than just an average sort of a person? I mean, was it just invite a homeless man in today kind of a meal? Or did Martha have any idea who Jesus was? And I'm not asking you to speculate because I really do think there's something in this story that would tell us. Anybody have, just think about the different things that you heard in the story about the invitation when we first saw Jesus, about Mary and what she's doing, any of those things that would indicate how Martha might have known that this Jesus was somebody really special. Okay, you've had a chance to say your idea. See if you came up with any of these. You might have said he was traveling with a disciples, which means he was a teacher. He was a respected person. He had followers. Okay, that would be a good answer. How about what Mary was doing? She was sitting at Jesus' feet listening to him teach. So that means, like you said, Jesus is a teacher. Some of you got that answer. How about even what Martha calls Jesus? Martha calls Jesus Lord. So that's a term of respect. So she invites a man that has followers in, her sister's listening to him teach, and she calls Jesus Lord. So there was every indication that she knew Jesus was somebody special. But how did she treat him? Did she treat him like somebody special or a person to be criticized and a person to be told what to do? Wow, in front of even his disciples. Such shame. Now, Jesus, how does he handle this kind of disrespect? Wow, does he really bite into her and say, how dare you speak to me like that, woman? No, you remember from the story. He just says, Martha, Martha. And he corrects her, but oh, wow, what a way he corrects her. And he even said, you worry about so many things and you're so concerned. In this story, I just see that there's one thing she was concerned about. So by what Jesus said, do we get an idea that Jesus knew something about Martha's character, like her habit maybe? Right. I would agree. Right. I think that he's saying you're a worrier. You always worry. Okay, now I'm going to stand up for Martha here for a minute. Martha's doing what she thinks is right, and okay, maybe she doesn't handle it too well, but she's in a situation. She wanted to make a nice meal for Jesus. But when she saw she was in trouble and she couldn't do the meal, we know what she did. She kind of blames him. Oh, and I was going to ask you this. I just need to ask you that. She has on her list who's responsible for her plight, for her situation. Who does she name is responsible for her situation or indicate? Think about it. Who does she say? Well, she says, my sister should be in here serving. Mary should be in here helping. And Jesus doesn't care. Now, whose idea was it to have the meal? And whose idea was it to have a big meal? Do you see Martha's name on the list of people responsible? Huh. Kind of left her own name off the list, huh? Interesting. Okay, well, when she saw she couldn't do it, we know that she was critical of Jesus and bossed him when was disrespectful. For a moment, I want you to just think. When she saw she couldn't handle the serving, what else could she have done? Just think a minute. She's in a situation. She can't carry off all the serving. We know the decision that Martha made. What could she have done besides what she did? You may be coming up with all kinds of answers at this moment. What could Martha have done when she saw she couldn't do all the serving? Now, if you said she should have picked up the phone and called for carryout, I'm going to suggest that her phone must have been out of order that day. Or maybe, well, of course, they didn't even have phones in those days. But what could she have done? Oh, she could have asked the neighbors for help. Possibly. She could have, some of you thought she should have kind of slipped around and told Mary privately, Mary, get in here and help. Or she could have, ask the disciples for help. That's another thing. Who knows? There's a lot of things she could have done. But I was wondering, did any of you say, well, let me ask you this. Is there anybody or any other resource she had? Martha, you're right. She could have gone and asked Jesus, Lord, what should I do? I can't do all the serving by myself, and I'm missing the good teaching. I need some help. What should I do, Jesus? But no, she's going to solve it herself. And you notice her solution is to do what with Mary? What was Mary going to have to stop doing to come help Martha if Martha had gotten her way? Wow. Martha's solution is to have Mary to do what? To stop listening to Jesus teach. I don't know about that, Martha. In the story, you know, some might say, I know, but culturally, you have to do the big meal. A woman has to do that. That's her part in life. She didn't even have a choice. Poor Martha. In the story, do we know if Martha had a choice? Can anybody recall? The answer might come to when you remember the part of the story when Jesus said to Martha, your sister Mary has what? Has chosen the one thing that's necessary. Does Martha think what she's doing is necessary? I think so. Does Martha think what Martha's doing is necessary? Well, sure she does. She's going to quite a point to get it done. How about Jesus? Does Jesus think what Martha is doing is necessary? Wow, you're right. In the story, he says Mary's doing the one thing that's necessary. So we see also that Mary's making a choice in this story. She chose to sit at Jesus' feet. To choose to sit there, is there anything she had to go against or choose not to do? Think about it. Who did she have to go against, or what did she have to go against to be sitting at Jesus' feet? What did she have to go against to make that choice? Some of you might have noticed that she had to go against her sister, her family, her family's expectations. What about the culture? You already realize that women were expected to be making the meal. So Mary went against her culture and she went against her family to make a choice to sit at Jesus' feet. What does Jesus say about Mary's choice? Wow, you're right. Absolutely. Jesus said, Mary has chosen the one thing that's necessary, and it's a good thing, and it won't be taken from her. There's a lot that we could see in this story, and I wish we had more time to explore it, such things as how Jesus handled the disrespect. He doesn't rail on her. He doesn't criticize her. He just corrects her. Wow, that is something to learn, how to handle disrespect. Now, when we go back through the story, just let me ask you a couple of questions. We make decisions as we go along in life, what we're going to do, and sometimes we take on something, even in ministry. Have you ever taken anything on in ministry, and it was maybe, well, it got a little out of control, and it was more than you could handle? Have you ever been like that, where I can't do it all? I need some help. So, wonderful. We cry out to the Lord. We call him Lord. And then what have we said? We ask him that same kind of question. Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that I can't do all the work? And it's when we've decided to do something. Isn't that interesting that we would approach our Lord that way about things that are going on in our life? And then we question him when it's not working out. Wow. And what about when we go to the Lord and pray for our problems and then we offer the solution to our problem? We go to the creator of the world and tell him how to solve the problems? That's pretty smart. And even our problems when we're asking for help from others are, what are they? When we go to others who are out digging ditches or in prison and say they should come help us? No, more likely we're going to people that are doing what? Probably are serving in some other ministry. And what do we say? They should leave what they're doing and come help us. Amazing how we help God to answer our prayer. What about the choices in this story? Martha made choices. And then when it didn't work out, the choices she made, who did she hold responsible? You're right. We saw that Martha thought Jesus was responsible, or Martha thought her sister was responsible, but nowhere does Martha take any responsibility for her own decisions and the fact that she had decided to go this way and couldn't do it all. Well, I think we could probably look at ourselves on that. What do you think? Sometimes when we do what we think is the best we can and things aren't working out, who do we call out as responsible? Think about it. What have we said in the past? It'd be nice if we said, sorry, Lord, I've gotten myself into more than I can handle. But usually, somehow, you're right. Somebody else is selected as the reason we're in trouble. And to say to the Lord, don't you care, when he's the one who cares so much for us, wow, what a way to handle the difficulties of life. Surely not respectful to God. Now, Mary, to make the choice that she made, we saw that she went against culture and against her own family to make that kind of choice, and Jesus said it's the one thing that's necessary. What about us today? Those that have followed Jesus, some of you might have had to go against culture and against family. You think about it in your own life. Were decisions like that made because maybe you don't come from a home that's their followers of Jesus, or they want you to be nominal in your faith but not let it get in the way of earning a living and doing what the world says, build a home and own things, and that's what life is about, and to acquire possessions rather than the fact that to put God first, which is what Mary does in this case. Some of you may have been faced with those same kind of choices. Today, is there something in that story that would encourage you about the choices you made when everybody around you was criticizing the choice because you went against your culture and your family? How does that feel, that what Jesus said about your choice? that it was the one thing that was necessary. And those of you that might be listening that have been held back by your culture or held back by your family saying, no, you can't follow Jesus. It's not acceptable. Does what Jesus said in that story speak to your heart today about a choice that you might want to make? How about the way Jesus handled the disrespect? Is that something that you face? And when you're doing the right thing and you're treated disrespectfully, those around you, what could that story show us? It could show us something about how to not even deal with it and not worry about the disrespect given you. There's a lot in this story that could speak to us about the choices that we make and the outcome. In this story, one lady makes a choice to listen and receive from God, and another makes a choice to do for him. Martha was doing for God. She thought it was so necessary, and Mary was just receiving. Today, you might be in a system, in even a belief system, where you think you have to do a lot of things for God. But in this story, what do we see? Does Jesus want us to do for him, or does he want us to learn and receive from him? Wow, that's something really to think about in our own lives, isn't it? Well, thank you for joining us for one of the living stories. That story is found in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Hope you'll come next week. Thank you for joining us.